You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I recognize how somber it is this morning, given the tragic news that came out of Texas yesterday. And we appreciate the thoughtful comments that many of you have sent to us on social media, and we appreciate it. And if there's something you want to say, if you want to comment, that's how you can find us. Just go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. We appreciate you, and we're sending virtual hugs for those of you who have truly been impacted by this. And I don't know what else to say.
I don't know. Yeah, we're going to acknowledge it all morning, but we do want to kind of, you know, it's hard, but we got to carry on a little bit too and try to have a decent morning. And yeah, and like Dom said, send the messages in. If you got a vent, you want to talk, we are definitely an ear. If you know, we'll listen. And we've been replying to a lot of people on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook today. A lot of teachers writing in. So thank you for that.
We appreciate it.
Yep.
One thing that I know this does is it always tends to put life into perspective
for many
of us. And before we get into this little segment we are going to do on showing up late, I do want to throw in one thing that it crossed my mind this morning, because, you know, we go through little things in our life that are those, you know, as people like to say on Facebook,
right.
Oh, I can't believe my thermostat broke. And you put it all in perspective. And that's what happened to me last night, is my thermostat is now gone. And so it can't control, you know, the house, the heat, the cooling, air conditioning, anything. And where I live, it's pretty dang warm. Mm-hmm. And yesterday evening, I was like, oh, no wonder it's really feeling hot in the house. This thing is like completely, it's dead.
It's off.
And I did all the various things you can do to try to fix it.
Did you jiggle it?
But I'm not an expert. And I was telling Jeremy, and I want to say this on the air, A, besides the fact that, you know, the news we got yesterday puts all of this in perspective, okay? It's just a stupid
thermostat. You're like, I'm a little hot, big deal.
Yeah, right. I have a little discomfort.
Boo-hoo.
Okay? Uh-huh. But one of the things that also I was kind of chuckling about is that there's all this movement, you know, for people to do DIY. And Jeremy is a handyman. Jeremy can fix anything.
I enjoy it, yeah.
But I want you to know, that is something that I am not going to try to do myself.
The thermostat?
I am so intimidated by all the workings and wirings thermostat.
I
don't even want to mess with it.
I'm proud of the things I can do around the house, but I've pulled one of those things off the wall before and looked behind it, and there's a lot of wires.
I
would be like, nah, nope.
You know, there's supposed to be an HVAC guy showing up today between 1 and 6.
Yeah.
Please be available between 1 and 6.
Whoa. That's a large window.
I'm going to actually talk to this guy. I'm going to say, look, it's just, you know, I'm about to tip you pretty well.
Yeah.
So just between us guys standing here talking,
mm-hmm.
is this really as difficult as it looks? Or is it just a matter of unjacking this, putting that on, plugging that in, and being done?
I hope he plays it off as like, oh, the years of schooling I had to do to learn this.
Probably. I have a feeling you might be right.
I will probably be calling one of those folks myself, because it's funny. The thermostat placement on the wall in our family room is set just right that there's one of those windows way up high, mm-hmm. that we need to get a curtain in. Mm-hmm. And the sun on certain times of day blasts through that window, and it is a direct hit onto the thermostat. And so the air, you're like, God, I feel like the air's been running forever. And you walk over and look, and the thermostat is reading 98 degrees, you know? And you're like, it's not 98 degrees in here. I'm freezing. But it just so happens that the sun is hitting it. It thinks it's 98 degrees, and the air just keeps going and going and going. So I've actually got to get up on a step stool, and I shove a pillow up in the window, like right where it's coming through. I'm sure my neighbors behind me are like, what are they doing? Why do they keep shoving pillows in the window?
Can so you put like a little shade thing around the thermostat, like on that
I've
side?
I've tried that. Like, I've pulled out like a big piece of junk mail or something and folded it in half and tried to like tuck it behind it and then fold it over. I've hung a hat on it to try to block it.
Right, but
it doesn't help.
As far as a permanent solution, could you install just like a little plate that just comes out a few inches on that side and just blocks the sunlight?
Probably. That just looks ridiculous. I think I'll just get a blind in there.
It's one of those things that after a house has been finished,
yeah.
then you realize, It's like if you ever have one of those, like a bathroom that has two doors going into it.
Yes.
Right? One from like a hall and one from a bedroom or something like that. And the way they slam into each other, you're like, I'm sure on a sketch, this looked fine. We'll put a door there and a door there. Or we'll put a door here, but then you can't open like a cabinet.
Right.
When that door is open, you have to, like, you might have to go
into
a laundry
room. It's the dishwasher thing. You can't put the dishwasher down if like a certain cabinet is open. And like, they didn't plan this out at all.
So it's one of those things that you almost have to like design a house twice. You have to design it, then walk through and find the things that are jacked up.
You have to
have
the mock-up of it, you know, that they build one house, try everything out. I'm like, okay, this is good. Everything works.
Well, I just will say, and I guess we're probably out of time. We'll talk about this showing up late thing at another time. But it makes me feel good to know that even you, the super handyman.
I won't even, man.
There are some things that even you say, I'm not.
Why is there so many wires? You take it off and there's like 14 wires. I'm like, don't they need one just on and off, on and off? What are all the other wires for?
I tell you, I'm going to ask this guy today.
Please do.
I want to know, like, what's the deal?
He's like, oh, those are just there for looks.
It's like the closed door button in an elevator, right?
Yeah.
It's not really hooked up to anything.
Exactly.
And all those wires on a thermostat are the same way.
Well, good luck with that, man. That's a big day for you.
I was telling Jeremy, because I just knew that Jeremy would be saying to me, oh, be a man, get in there and fix that thing yourself.
Sure,
you don't need to call out the pros.
Sure, there's a YouTube video for that.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't monkey with that kind of stuff. And I was happy to hear that even Jeremy, the handyman himself, said, no, I would get help with
I'm
that.
I'm not going near those.
Lisa wrote in, she goes, you boys are wise. My husband tried to repair the thermostat, and he snapped two critical pieces. She says, call the experts.
Oh.
Dylan says, Dom and Jeremy, I'm the same way about plumbing. I'll try to fix a lot of things, but plumbing intimidates the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess with water stuff.
I can say that I have done some plumbing work. Not a lot. More than Jeremy probably thinks I've done.
Oh, Dom can sweat a pipe like nobody's business.
They got these new things. You don't have to sweat the pipes anymore. And
those gator clips or whatever they're called.
Fancy, schmancy connector things.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking a little bit ago, too, about how there's a window right above my back patio door. It's one of those long, skinny ones. And the sun zips right into that window and nails my thermostat right in the face. So it says it's 98 degrees in the house when it's not because the sun's hitting it. Jay wrote in with a brilliant idea. Jeremy, tint the window. It's like, oh, that's a great idea. You just put
a
window tint on it, darken it out, and it will be fine. And that blocks UV rays and stuff.
Instead of pimping your ride, you're kind of pimping your house.
Pimp my windows.
You could also do, because I had one of those high, when I lived over there off Parker Road, I had the house and it had those windows that were up high. What made it really difficult was that they were like half moon shaped.
Oh, those goofy half moons.
Which
is
ridiculous because you can't find anything, you know, that fits in there like a shade or something.
Right.
But you know what you ought to get is those external things that are like metal.
For like hurricanes?
Well, they look like they are, but they are pretty self-contained, and you just remote control lower them for just like the 2 hours a day. And it's just for that little window. It'd be kind
That's
of
a good idea.
Unobtrusive up there, and you go, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, and it'll come down and just cover those few
That's
windows.
That's a great idea. So,
and then in the evening, just na-na-na-na-na-na, pull them back up again.
Does it make that noise, though? Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yes, but it's outside. It'll only annoy your neighbors,
okay,
not you.
Squirrels go running off. How about that, Jay? Did you think about that?
Speaking of noise, you want to hear a noise? I wonder if you can hear this on my phone. I got to play a sound for you, okay?
Okay.
See if you can hear this.
All right.
Ooh. Can you hear that okay?
Is that your honeymoon?
Listen.
Oh, Dom.
That thing.
What is that?
That is outside my house, and it's so loud that even when I put the little sound machine on to go to sleep,
That's
it cuts
hear?
Through that. It's something about its tone or whatever, it goes right through it. It's just like loud
what
sound.
What is it? Is it a bug or a frog?
It's a frog.
Okay.
It's a frog that makes that kind of sound, and it must be some sort of like mate. You're talking about, you know, my wedding night, whatever, but it's kind of a, it's like they.
It's like that's what turns them up. Oh. Ooh. Ribbit.